Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast. It's a weekday podcast that touches on our top stories of the day. You can listen to past episodes and other podcasts done by my colleagues at mailtribune.com/podcasts. You can also listen to them on your mobile device using SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher. So, here's some news for you. It's Thursday, January 25th, 2018. First up, the National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory for areas above 2,000 feet from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. today, with the heaviest snowfall expected between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Mount Ashland could see more than 2 feet of snow by Thursday night, with more than 3 feet expected for Crater Lake, according to meteorologist Ryan Sandler. Motorists should plan for slippery roads, especially when traveling on highway passes. A wet weekend is expected to follow, with a drying trend predicted to start late next week and possibly continue for a couple of weeks. Next up, North Medford High School has had the highest four-year graduation rate among Jackson County public high schools in 2017. The school achieved a 90.29% graduation rate, a 6.55-point gain from 2016. Ashland High School saw its rate edge downward to 87.6% from 88.21%. Logos Public Charter School, which previously had the highest graduation rate, fell by 3.77 percentage points to 86.9%. North Medford principal Dan Smith credited the rise in part to a culture shift that encouraged students early in their high school careers to plan their class schedules around graduating on time. The result, he said, was far fewer students enrolling in summer school because they had finished their credit requirements within 4 years. And last to go, visitors to the Union Creek, Natural Bridge, and Rogue River Gorge interpretive sites along the Upper Rogue may be charged $5 a day beginning this summer under 57 new fees and fee hikes proposed by the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest. Rentals of High Cascades cabins will as much as quadruple, and several day-use areas along the Illinois River also will come with a $5 daily use fees under what the Forest Service has billed as the first widespread fee change here in close to a decade. The increases are designed to add about $100,000 to the forest's nearly $200,000 recreation budget and allow forest managers to better maintain and enhance the sites amid cost increases during years of flat or reduced recreation budgets. That's it for today. You can check out full versions of these stories at our website at mailtribune.com. You can also follow us on multiple social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a good day. Stay safe out there.